Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the one where you can find all the things that we do here on the show and all the other things that I do, with our, and including with our Brain Trust members, like our new friend, Susan Vitale, who's with us right now. Also, the website for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is simply ageofthecustomer.com. So check that out, and you can find out more about the book, what I think, what I say in the book. You can learn a lot about the age of the customer there, as well as how to buy the book in all the different forms, hard copy, autographed hard copy, and ebook. Susan Vitale is here. Susan's a new friend, chief marketing officer at ICIMS. ICIMS.com is the website. Susan, tell us about ICIMS.
So ICIMS is a software company. We have about 2,000 customers using our software today. And at the heart and soul, the software is really just designed to help clients recruit candidates for their jobs more effectively and help manage those candidates through the job application process all online. So getting rid of those paper resumes, faxes, file folders, email folders, just automating it for you.
What are some of, you've been doing some research too. What's some of the other research that you found on helping the job applicant connect with the job opening?
So a big thing that I think people might not be really aware of is really around social media and what that can mean as far as job applicants are concerned. Candidates really like using social media sites for learning about job opportunities, sharing job opportunities, and so on. Employee referrals tend to be the best source for most organizations as far as getting really good talent, because good people tend to know good people and want to refer in talented individuals. And most people usually think of LinkedIn as being sort of the only game in town as far as candidate recruitment is concerned for social media. But actually, Facebook and Google Plus and Twitter killed it on our survey results.
Really?
The highest percentage of applicants actually come from Facebook, almost 50%.
Wow.
And candidates tend to prefer Google Plus over anything else as far as sharing job opportunities and finding out about those opportunities.
So if
which is not what I would have expected.
So if you're in business, you're looking for the right people, you might not be, you know, all that up on social media, but if you want to find where the right people are, you gotta go hang out over there, don't you?
Absolutely. Even if it's something as basic as sharing those job opportunities within your own network, you know, write a wall post about it on Facebook, promote it through a tweet within Twitter. You know people, and people you know those people, so let them know about those job opportunities. You might be surprised at how many employee
but
referrals
that's,
come in.
That's a whole other level of social media strategy that most
it
people
is.
Don't, most organizations don't have. They're still struggling to getting a social media marketing strategy going, let alone a hiring strategy.
They are, and you don't have to overcomplicate it. That's one of the things we talk about with employers. They seem to be really nervous about putting together a full strategy for social. But you can start off really small, and then if you're not up on social, talk to your kids or your grandkids. They probably know more about it than you do.
Is that something you guys help with?
We do. We have software that helps with it. It's been one of our best sources for recruiting internally. We're a relatively small business. We have about 300 employees based in New Jersey. And most of the folks that we're hiring are right out of school. And social has been an absolutely fantastic source for us. So we use our own software to recruit those folks on social media.
Right. So, all right, let's talk about the generations. Just do. I want you to tell us a little bit about what you're running into with Gen Y. Are you seeing a lot of frustration out there between Gen Y and future prospective employers, and then the other way around?
Well, what we're seeing is that a lot of employers don't necessarily want to bend over backwards to attract this generation, and I can't blame them. They don't need to serve as guidance counselors to make sure this generation gets the perfect job.
We don't feel like if we're going to pay somebody to work, we should have to raise them too.
I agree. I fully agree, and it's not an uncommon sentiment. So what we are seeing, though, is that by 2020, this generation, the millennials, Gen Y, whatever you want to call them, are going to make up about half of the workforce. So So the reality is, if you have jobs to be filled, this is the generation who will likely fill those seats.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you're not bending over backwards for them, you should at least be aware of what they're looking for. And some of that isn't just salary and benefits. They really care about the company culture. They care about the giving back programs within an organization.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be as simple as making sure that you're talking about that on your website or in an interview to ensure that that generation knows that they're not coming in just for a paycheck.
That is something that's important, is, and this is something I talk about in my book, Susan, my new book, The Age of the Customer, is that employees, customers are increasingly making decisions about whether to do business with you above the competitive level, at what I call the relevance level. And I think younger employees are doing the same thing. They're making a decision whether to go to work for a company above the compensation level, at what I call the relevance level. What do you think?
Absolutely agree. Absolutely. We're seeing that when we survey that generation, that it really is about making a difference, making sure they're part of something bigger than just coming in for a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
You also have to remember, this is the generation that has seen Facebook being created in somebody's dorm room, and they're used to that. So they're expecting high-growth environments. And while not everybody is going to be a Facebook success story, to ensure that you can at least talk about some of the exciting growing opportunities, some of the development opportunities for those candidates once they're hired, really does ring quite strongly with that audience.
Right, right, exactly. Hey, give us the website again, Susan.
Our website is isims.com. It's www.icim.com.
Susan, will you come back another day? We got more to teach us.
Absolutely. It was so nice speaking with you. Thanks
I've enjoyed
for having,
having you here. Susan Vitale, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. We'll learn more from her then. But in the meantime, I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.